The only suspense during the Democratic convention was whether Joe Biden would screw up his speech. The convention stressed character, competence, openness, and grace, and diversity. We met real people with real feelings about Joe Biden, such as the New Hampshire boy who stutters, as Joe did. Biden helped him. Character counts, and whatever Republicans do at their convention, Trump's life and character won't let them copy the Dems. Biden's father was a working man, a loving father with character and principles. Dad losing his job was a defining moment in Joe's childhood. Trump's father was a successful and unscrupulous businessman and a demanding father. By most accounts, it was a cutthroat family. Biden quit a high-paying job to be a public defender. When he ran for the U.S. Senate, Republican Caleb Boggs was too entrenched for top Democrats to challenge. Joe did, and won, narrowly. Then his wife and daughter died in a car crash. His sons survived. Friends talked him out of quitting the Senate to care for the boys, but he was home for supper every night in Wilmington, working on the commuter trains to and from D.C. Trump ran businesses into bankruptcy, leaving a trail of lawsuits by suppliers, contractors, and investors. He was saved by a crafty ghostwriter whose book in Trump's name attracted a TV producer. Widower Joe met a lovely, smart, and strong-willed young woman, Jill. The Bidens became a real family again. Dr. Jill Biden taught school through 8 years as second lady. She used to run marathons. Trump's three marriages and assorted misconduct resemble a bad soap opera. His first wife alleged rape. He got his second wife pregnant while married to the first. I've yet to see Trump and Melania share a spontaneous moment of love or laughter. Strong speakers testified to Biden's warmth, openness, experience, and good character. They also exposed Trump's weaknesses, including the way his refusal to listen to others caused our nation to suffer the most unnecessary COVID-19 deaths in the world. They exposed the dangers Trump poses to both our democracy and our national security. But we still wondered, would Biden's speech be a big payoff or the embarrassment Trump's campaign was predicting? Trump, with his childish penchant for insults, had referred to Sleepy Joe and convinced himself that Biden was approaching senility. But Biden spoke powerfully, directly, and effectively, and succinctly. He gave the kind of personal but reasoned address a president should give, a stark contrast with Trump's immature braggadocio. Even Karl Rove praised the speech on Fox, where Chris Wallace noted Biden's excellent performance had blown a hole in the Trump campaign's major line of attack. Biden was presidential, as Trump hasn't yet approached being.